What's happening, everybody? This is KJ52. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Today we are in Matthew chapter 10, and Matthew chapter 10 is pretty much an entire chapter dedicated to what Jesus is trying to share with his disciples. And I find this completely relevant to us today in relation to the fact that Jesus is still speaking to us as his disciples. And a lot of times we want to separate the 12 disciples from us, the disciples. But if you're a follower of Christ, that means you're a disciple of Christ. And especially in relation to first century Jewish culture, it was very common for a rabbi, a teacher, to take on a group of disciples. It was a very, huge commitment. It meant that basically that Jewish boy or Jewish young man who chose to follow Christ, he would basically leave whatever he was doing and to follow this teacher and to live with this teacher and to be a part of this teacher's teaching. And that's why you see when Jesus calls the disciples, you see them just completely pick up what they're doing and jet. And I think a lot of times because of the movies that we've seen or, you know, our American view of Christianity, we get a misrepresentation of what it means to be a disciple. We think these guys were older guys. Could very well be the disciples could have been anywhere from young teenagers to, to college age. And not necessarily the older men that we think they are. And so basically what Jesus is doing this in the entire chapter of Matthew chapter 10, he's addressing them on what it really means to follow him. It starts off with him giving them authority. But the verse that I really want to hone in on is the 38th verse, where he says, "If anybody follows me, he must take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me." And this was really significant because to take up your cross meant you were going to die. And even though it was semi-prophetic of what's going to happen to Christ and what happened to the disciples, realistically, a way that this applies to us today is that to die is such an application to the aspect of we are called to die to ourselves. And what does that mean? It just means for us to die to all the things that we think are awesome, for lack of a better term, and to choose to live for what God has for us. I heard somebody say one time the root word of discipline is disciple. And that's really where it begins. If we pick up our cross, we're supposed to die, discipline ourselves, and choose to follow him. That's what it's about. Go be a fire starter today. Check out Matthew chapter 11. God bless.